Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon happens this weekend, and Radio Gallery is joining in the fun. Pre-race celebrations have included the opening of a photo exhibit for the past 7 years, and this year it continues. The show is at the Great Lakes Aquarium through mid-March and includes a variety of race-related photos. They're stunning. Nace Hageman, up on the Gunflint Trail, is one photographer who's caught the bug of photographing sled dog races, and he's gearing up for this year's race, which starts on Sunday.
It's pretty neat when something's happening. Winter's pretty quiet up here for a lot of times, and so when there's something kind of neat going on and it goes on for so many days, and I'm getting to know a lot of the mushers now after being a part of different races for years, it's pretty fun. You kind of get sucked into following along and seeing how everybody's doing and being able to catch them at different spots. I'm Nace Hageman, and I take pictures.
And you do outdoor photography primarily.
Yeah, I've really gotten to concentrate on sled dog races just because there's a lot around here, and then northern lights and moose when I'm able to find a moose. When I first got into cameras not that long ago, I was kind of taking a picture of anything I saw that looked interesting and trying to see, you know, how the picture looked or what I was doing. And then these three things kind of fell into what it turned out I enjoyed doing. And then I'm able to spend tons of time looking for the right picture in just these three areas.
Tell people where you live and how that has affected your work.
I live pretty close to the trail center. We used to always be that big halfway point of the Bear Grease race. So I live on the Gunflint Trail. And I guess all three of these things I look for, I can find once in a while in this area of both moose, northern lights, and the sled dog races are all three things that kind of happen around this area. And it's made me view the area I live in differently and more appreciative of the area than I was for many years, probably when I only focused on the next place I had to go, where now if I see something cool, the next thing can wait and I'll stop and take a picture.
Talk about working in the elements.
You have to enjoy bad weather or cold weather or things like that. Or now the coldest days I can find, I get more excited because often you see something cooler on those days. Animals often up here in the winter are out moving on very cold days. The first time if it'll hit 30 below, I'm trying to get out the door as early as I can. And fog. I love foggy days. That fog is so cool in pictures. So
this is such an iconic race. What's the reception been and how exciting is it to be involved?
Fun to be a part of. I like that it's so long. It's with the days, so many days long of a race, you also get the nights, and that's where I've really come to enjoy seeing if I can pull a picture out of the dark with just the limited amount of light from a musher's headlamp. The far limited amount of light has made me push my skills and really enjoy that. So that's something I like about longer races like this.
So what does your itinerary look like through the race? Do you move around? Do you hunker down?
In a lot of past years, I just move around constantly.
You have some work on display at the aquarium here in Duluth, part of the photo show.
I do. Thank you. That's been a neat group to be a part of. This is the second year I've been involved in that Kyle Crone, who started that, just invited me last year. And I thought it was pretty neat. And so when he asked if I'd like to hang some pictures there again, yeah, I do have two pictures, both taken from night, working with just the light of the musher or the handler's headlamp there. It's a real fine line whether you're going to get a shot or not. And often I don't. They don't turn out what I thought I had, but when you get lucky and get one at night, those are pretty neat.
Do you sell your work?
I do. Yeah, I have them at a couple different galleries up here, and then I have nacehageman.com, the Kanita Gallery by Lutzen, and Joy and Company in Grand Marais.
The work of Nace Hageman and other sled dog race photographers is on display at the Duluth Great Lakes Aquarium through March 12th. Tune in to KUMD this Sunday through Wednesday for KUMD Bear Grease Reports to follow the race. More information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.